purport.
कृष्ण की इस लीला को समझ पाना दुष्कर है, किंतु भक्तगण इसे समझ सकते
हैं. It is very difficult to understand this pastime of Sri Krishna's, but devotees can understand it.
इसीलिए कहा गया है.
It is therefore said.
स्वयं स्तर विदान लोका आत्मनो भक्त वश्यतां.
भागवतम 10:11-9.
भागवत 10:11-9. भगवान अपने भक्तों के वश में होने का गुण प्रदर्शित करते हैं.
The Lord displays the transcendental attribute of coming under the control of his devotees, as stated in the Brahma Samhita.
ब्रह्म संहिता में 5:35 कहा गया.
5:35.
यस्य रचयितुं जगदंड कोटि यच्छक्तिरस्ति जगदंड चया जदंतः अंडांतरस्त परमाणु चयांतरस्तम गोविंद माद पुरुषम तमहम भजामि. अपने एक अंश परमात्मा से भगवान असंख्य ब्रह्मांड.
बाय हिज वन प्लेनरी पोर्शन एज परमात्मा द लॉर्ड कंट्रोल्स इन्यूमरेबल यूनिवर्सेस विद ऑल देयर डेमिगॉड्स, येट ही अग्रीज to be controlled by a devotee.
एवं उनके देवताओं को नियंत्रित करते हैं.
In the Upanishads, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can run with more speed than the mind. But here we see that although Krishna wanted to avoid being arrested by his mother, he was finally defeated, and Mother Yashoda captured him.
फिर भी वे अपने भक्त द्वारा नियंत्रित होने के लिए राजी हो जाते हैं. उपनिषदों में कहा गया है कि भगवान
लक्ष्मी सहस्र शत संभ्रम सेव्यमानम. कृष्णा इज सर्व्ड बाय हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ गॉडेसेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून. नॉनदलेस ही स्टील्स बटर लाइक वन हु इज पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन.
मन से भी अधिक वेग से दौड़ सकते हैं, किंतु यहाँ हम देखते हैं कि अपनी माता द्वारा
Yamaraj, the controller of all living entities, fears the order of Krishna. Yet Krishna is afraid of his mother's stick. These contradictions cannot be understood by one who is not a devotee, but a devotee can understand how powerful is unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. It is so powerful that Krishna can be controlled by an unalloyed devotee.
पकड़े जाने से चेता का अर्थ यह नहीं है कि वे अपने दास के वश में है.
दिस वर्ड द्वितीया वश्यता डज नॉट मीन दैट ही इज अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ हिज सर्वेंट, रादर ही इज अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ द सर्वेंट्स प्योर लव. इन भगवद गीता 1:21 इट इज सेड दैट कृष्णा बिकेम द चैरियट ड्राइवर ऑफ अर्जुन. इन भगवद गीता
कृष्ण अर्जुन के सारथी बने.
It is said that Krishna, in 1:21, it is said that Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjun. Arjun ordered him.
Arjun ne unhe aadesh diya, se nayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapay mechyuta. Hey Krishna.
My dear Krishna,
aapne mera
you have agreed to be my charioteer and to execute my orders. So place my chariot between the two armies of soldiers. And Krishna immediately executed this order. And therefore one may argue that Krishna also is not independent.
Sarathi banna aur mere aadeshon ko palan karna swikar kiya hai, atah mere rath ko dono senaon.
But this is one's agyan, ignorance. Krishna is always fully independent. When he becomes subordinate to his devotees, this is a display of ananda chinmaya rasa, the humor of transcendental qualities that increases his transcendental pleasure. Everyone worships Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore he sometimes desires to be controlled by somebody else. Such a controller can be no one else but a pure devotee.
तर्क दिया जा सकता है कि कृष्ण जय श्री
प्रभुपाद भगवान को जब माँ जसोदा बांध रहे थे दो अंगुल रस्सी कम पड़ रही थी.
When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, the robe was short by 2 inches.
Bhagwan band gaye. Kyon band gaye?
But in the end, the Lord allowed Himself to be bound. Why did He do that?
Bhagwan apne bhakti gaye. Kyon band gaye?
Why did He allow Himself to be bound? In this sloka, it is described. Number 20. The Lord is under the control of His pure devotees. To show this, He allowed Himself to be bound. But still there is a question, why did not He allow Himself to be bound in the beginning? Why did it take so long? Then Sukadev Maharaj is giving an answer to this question. In verse 18,
in Bhagavan Krishna ne dekha,
Lord Shri Krishna saw that my mother,
swa shabd ka prayog Sukadev Goswami kar rahe hain. Swa matu matlab meri maan.
Sukadev Goswami is using the word swa. Swa matu means swa, my mother, swa matu.
Meri maan bilkul thak gayi hai.
My mother has become totally fatigued.
Jutate aur
bringing more and more rope and finding more rope and trying to make knots and joining them. Trying to bind my waist with it, she has become totally fatigued. Other friends, sakhis of Yashoda, they were saying, they were telling Mother Yashoda, leave him, don't try to bind him, don't tie our Lala. What has he done? But Mother Yashoda was determined, no, I will tie him up today. If that's the last thing I do, I must tie him up. Why he won't get tied up? Small little child he is. She was laboring very hard. Since morning, she had woken up early and she was churning the butter. That itself is very tiring.
मंथन दंड को घुमाने से उनके भुजाओं में थकावट आ गई थी.
By trying to churn the churning stick with the rope, her arms had become tired.
और उसके बाद मटका फोड़ दिया.
Krishna broke the pot.
पकड़ने के लिए भी वो बहुत देर तक दौड़ी रही.
Then to catch him, also she ran for a long time here and there and everywhere. She became fatigued. And after that, continued trying to bring more and more rope from inside, outside, and trying to again and again tie him and tying the knot, she became more fatigued. And still the so many knots she made and still the rope was not big enough. In this way she was becoming very fatigued. The Lord saw it with His glance how mother is tired. First he saw that my mother, she has been completely covered by perspiration, as if she has taken a bath in sweat.
Vishrast kabarasraja. Aur dusra unhone dekha ki iske chote ke phool.
And then he saw that the flowers from her hair
को अपने शरीर का ध्यान नहीं है.
Are falling all over. Mother does not.
इतना परिश्रम की है.
She is working so hard that she doesn't realize the condition of her body.
कि शरीर का और श्रृंगार का ध्यान नहीं है माता को. मुझे बांधना चाहते हैं.
She wants to tie me up. Why does she want to tie me up? By her
vatsalya se bandhna chahti.
Because of her vatsalya, of her affection, she wants to tie me up.
Bandh karke main bacche ko theek karungi, baad mein khila pila lungi.
She is thinking, I will tie him up to straighten him, and then afterwards I'll make him all right by feeding him and loving him and giving him lots of affection. I will make him all right, but now I must tie him up. Out of so much affection, she has so much affection toward her child. That's why she wants to try him. And then Krishna understood this, and he thought about it, and he said, "My mother, because of my benefit for me, she wants to tie me up."
यह एक विचार किया भगवान.
And then he thought about that.
भगवान के हृदय में अपने आप आ गया.
And second thing, it came up in his heart on its own.
पूरा हुआ जसोदा का और भगवान के हृदय में कृपा महारानी प्रकट हो गई.
After mother was so fatigued, कृपा महारानी, the internal energy yoga maya, she appeared.
सबसे बड़ी कृपा है, सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है भगवान की कृपा शक्ति.
The greatest, the greatest topmost शक्ति और energy of the Lord is the कृपा शक्ति.
कई शक्तियां विरोध कर रही थी, विभुता शक्ति.
He has many शक्तियां.
सर्व व्यापकता शक्ति.
So many of his शक्तियां, energies were not allowing him to be tied.
कई शक्तियां कह रहे थे कि नहीं, हम ब्रह्म को, हम परमात्मा को नहीं बंधेंगे.
They were saying, no, we will not allow Brahma or Paramatma to be tied up.
लेकिन अंत में भगवान के हृदय में,
but in the end,
कृपा शक्ति उदित हुई.
In Lord Krishna's heart,
सभी शक्तियों की महारानी,
कृपा महारानी was brought to work.
चक्रवर्तिनी है.
She is the Chakravartini, the queen. When she appeared out of Krishna's heart, then all the other energies, they were subsided, and his heart melted like fresh butter. In other words, he became overwhelmed with merciful kripa. His mercy was very overwhelming, and he agreed to be bound.
Drishtva parishramam Krishna. Maa ka parishram dekh karke Bhagwan ke hriday mein kripa utpann ho gayi.
The Lord can be tied by any devotee, but there must be parishram, hard work. The Lord's heart, there is always a kripa.
Kripaya,
and kripa appeared.
Bhagavan, maa ka parishram deh karke, अपनी कृपा से बंध गए.
When he saw the mother's hard work, he by his own mercy he agreed to be bound.
स्वबंधन है तो कौन बंधन था? अपना बंधन, माँ का बंधन अपना ही बंधन था. स्वबंधन है आसीत, अपने बंधन में आ गए.
In other words, all the ropes were in Nanda Bhavan, in the house of Nanda Maharaj, they were actually for Krishna's service only. So he got himself tied in his ropes.
उस रस्सी को सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं स्वबंधन. भगवान बंध गए, अबंध गए.
All the other ropes remained like that, but the last rope tied him up.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं स्वबंधन. भगवान बंध गए अपने ही बंधन में, कोई माया की रस्सी उनको नहीं बांध सकती.
नो रोप मेड ऑफ माया और मटेरियल एनर्जी कुड एवर टाई हिम अप. ही गॉट हिमसेल्फ टाइड अप.
वस्तु नहीं बांध सकती है. वो प्रेम के बंधन में बंध गए.
ही गॉट टाइड इन द नॉट ऑफ लव बाय अ रोप मेड ऑफ लव.
बांध लिया.
And Mother Yashoda, in this way, she tied him up with the rope of love. And in this way, he was tied to the mortar.
पूरे एक महीना भगवान को बंधे रूप में खड़ा रखते हैं और आरती करते हैं.
Devotees for a whole month in Kartik, they keep Krishna tied up to the mortar and they worship him and they do aarti to him.
ऐसे ही खड़े रहिए.
यू जस्ट स्टैंड लाइक दैट.
आनंद की लीला है ना.
दिस इज अ लीला ऑफ आनंद ऑफ ब्लिस.
तो क्यों उनको खड़ा रखा जाता है.
इफ दिस वाज अ सोरोफुल लीला देन व्हाई वुड द डिवोटीज कीप हिम स्टैंडिंग अप एंड वर्शिप हिम फॉर द होल मंथ.
सुला दिया जाता खोल करके.
दे वुड ओपन हिम अप एंड लाई हिम इन बेड.
बंधे रहे.
But this is a real ananda for devotees, that the Lord should remain tied up. This is a great ecstasy for the devotees.
भगवान को परेशानी नहीं हुई, इससे बहुत बड़ा सुख मिला.
The Lord did not get harassed by this. He attained. He felt great satisfaction and happiness.
और काम करेंगे.
He will do more leelas while he is tied up.
उखल में बंधे बंधे हुए दो वृक्षों का उद्धार किया.
While he was tied to this mortar, he delivered two trees. This katha will come. These are Jamul Arjun trees, Jamal and Arjun.
दूसरे श्लोक में कहा गया है इति दृक्ष्व लीला विरानंद कुंडे निबंजन च घोषम घोषम निमज्जन्त माख्या पयंतम तदीयेषु तव्येषु भक्तर्जितत्वं पुनस्प्रेमतस्तं सतावृत्ति वन्दे.
इन दामोदर अस्तकम्.
इस प्रकार की लीलाओं द्वारा भगवान अपने गोकुल को, अपने ब्रज को,
बाय दिस काइंड ऑफ लीलास द लॉर्ड
करते थे.
ही ड्राउन्स हिज गोकुल इन आनंद कुंड.
और
In a pool of ecstasy.
यह प्रचार कर रहे हैं.
And by this he is preaching.
तदीयसि तव्येषु जो भगवान के बड़े बड़े भक्त हैं, जैसे ब्रह्मा जी सबसे बड़े भक्त हैं.
He is preaching.
शिव जी.
That those great devotees like Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Sanakadi.
भगवान इसका प्रचार करना चाहते हैं कि भक्तर जितस्त्वम. मैं भक्तों के द्वारा.
Wants to show. That I am under the control of my devotees.
इस बात को वे आख्या पयंतम.
This he wants to आख्या पयंतम preach.
इन लीलाओं द्वारा.
By these leelas.
गोकुलवासियों को आनंद सरोवर में आनंद कुंड में डुबाते हैं.
By these leelas, he drowns the Gokul vasis in the pool of ecstasy, and he preaches to.
दासों को भक्तों को.
His servants and his devotees.
कि मैं भक्तों के प्रेम के बस में हूँ.
That I am under the control of the love of my devotees.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहे हैं.
And this is what he has said, Sukadev Goswami, in verse number 19.
भगवान कोई भी लीला करते हैं तो उसके पीछे कुछ उनका अभिप्राय होता है.
Whenever the Lord performs a pastime, there is always a purpose behind it. Why he is doing this leela?
एक तो अपना अभिप्राय है. उनका अपना स्वरूप है कि इन लीलाओं द्वारा वे अतिशय आनंद का आस्वादन करते हैं.
There is one reason of his own that he himself enjoys so much pleasure in performing these pastimes with his devotees.
इन लीलाओं के द्वारा वे जीवों को इस बात की शिक्षा देते हैं
And second is that by these pastimes, he gives lessons to the living entities.
कि हमें जसोदा की तरह सखाओं की तरह जो प्रेम करते हैं, उनको मैं इस रूप में प्राप्त होता
हूँ. That those who love me like the sakhas and my mother Yashoda's, I give myself to them in this way.
कृपा है उनकी. कृपा करके ऐसी लीलाएं ब्रज में प्रकाशित.
This is his kripa, his mercy. Out of his mercy, he performs such pastimes in Braj.
भगवान किसी भी समय भगवान हैं. वो अपने समस्त
कृष्ण at any moment, at any time, he is always the supreme personality of Godhead, complete with the six opulences.
इस प्रकार की लीला करते हुए ऐसा नहीं समझना चाहिए कि कृष्ण अपनी भगवत्ता को खो चुके हैं.
By hearing this kind of pastimes, one should not think that he is become helpless and he is not God anymore.
जैसे इस लीला में आपने सुना.
Like you heard in this pastime.
उनको सवेरे सवेरे भूख लग गई, वो रोने लगे.
That you heard that early morning he woke up. He got hungry and he started crying for milk. Mother milk, mother's milk. I will drink milk. I want milk. I want milk. Crying like an ordinary child, he reached his mother, Mother Yashoda.
तो भगवान तो आत्मा राम हैं, अपने स्वरूप में ही रमण करते हैं.
लॉर्ड द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज आत्मा राम. ही इज कंप्लीट एंड कंप्लीटली सेटिस्फाइड विद इन हिमसेल्फ.
पर किसी की इच्छा नहीं होती है, लेकिन फिर भी वे भूखे हो गए.
ही डज नॉट रिक्वायर एनीथिंग फ्रॉम एनीवन एल्स. स्टिल ही बिकेम हंग्री फॉर हिज मदर्स मिल्क.
आत्मा रामत्वेपि बुभुक्षया. आत्मा राम होने पर भी उन्हें भूख लगी.
Even though he's Atma Ram, he became hungry. And he started crying for his mother's milk, even though he's Atma Ram.
दूध पीने की लालसा हो गई और पूर्ण काम होने पर भी उनको तृप्ति नहीं हुई. भगवान की समस्त कामनाएं सदा के लिए पूर्ण हैं.
And still he remained unsatisfied. In this leela, we heard that while he was drinking Mother Yashoda's milk, his stomach was not becoming full. He was not becoming satisfied.
और भगवान शुद्ध सत्वमय हैं, उनमें रजोगुण तमोगुण बिल्कुल नहीं है.
And the Supreme Lord is transcendental above the modes of material nature. He has no anger and greed, lust in him. He is always beyond the material. And even he got angry. That why his mother didn't give him enough milk, why she threw him on the ground, he seemed to be very angry.
क्रोध आ गया, फिर भी भगवान शुद्ध सत्वमय हैं.
Even though he seemed to be angry, still he was always Vishuddha Sattvamay, beyond the three modes of material nature. Transcendental.
तो क्रोध भी धन्य हो गया भगवान के ओठ पर आकर के.
This anger also became glorious by coming on the lips of Lord Krishna.
लोभ धन्य हो गया.
ग्रीड ऑल्सो.
लोभ आया, काम आया, क्रोध आया.
द लस्ट एंगर एंड ग्रीड
कहाँ पर प्रभाव डाला?
अपीयर्ड
मटका पर.
एंड एंगर, वेयर डिड इट लैंड? इट लैंडेड ऑन द पॉट एंड ही ब्रोक द पॉट.
भय आया.
एंड देन भय, फियर केम.
भय नहीं है.
द लॉर्ड कैन नॉट be overcome by fear.
Mahakal aur Jamraj adi ko bhi bhay.
He is the fear personified, is afraid of Krishna. Krishna never becomes afraid.
Jagat mein shasan karte hain.
But he seemed to be afraid.
Shiva de sab par Krishna ka anushasan hai. Lekin ve Bhagwan bhi Maa Yashoda se dar karke bhage.
and such a Lord, Supreme Lord, he became afraid and started to run away from Mother Yashoda. This he made the plan, he ran away and he became afraid like an ordinary person. But even then, he is complete Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the sweetness of the Lord's Leela.
चैतन्य चरितार्थ में कहा गया है कि माधुर्य भगवत्ता सार, यही भगवत्ता का सार है.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Madhurya Bhagavata Sar. This is the Sar, the essence of the Lord's sweet pastimes. That Krishna, in this way, he is a very sweet child. He is Mother Yashoda's son.
यही भगवत्ता का सार सर्वस्व है.
This is the essence of his supremacy.
ब्रजे कैल परचार. और इस ब्रज में भगवान ने इसी भगवत्ता को दिखाया. क्या भगवत्ता?
In Braj, the Lord showed his supremacy. Which supremacy? Madhurya supremacy of his sweetness.
तहा सुख व्यासर नंदन. इस प्रसंग को व्यास देव के पुत्र सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने स्थाने स्थाने भागवते वाणी अच्छे जनाई थे जा सुनी माते भक्त मन
चैतन्य चरितामृता.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने भागवत में जहाँ तहाँ कहा है और उन प्रसंगों को सुनकर
दैट लीला विच सुखदेव गोस्वामी हैज स्पोकन हियर एंड देयर इन श्रीमद् भागवतम
भक्तों का मन प्रेम में मतवाला हो जाता है.
हियरिंग विच द डिवोटीज हार्ट बिकम्स क्रेजी विद लव.
स्थाने स्थाने भागवते वाणी अच्छे जनाइते. जनाने के लिए बताने के लिए भागवत में कहीं कहीं इन लीलाओं का उल्लेख किया है उन्होंने, विशेष करके दशम स्कंध में.
To teach us, here and there he has given us the description of these pastimes, especially in canto 10.
तो इसे पढ़ना चाहिए सुनना चाहिए.
So one should read, one should hear.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने प्रवचन किया है.
And this is the reason why Sukadev Goswami has spoken the Krishna Katha.
बहुत बड़ा उपकार है इस महामुनि का.
This महामुनि Sukadev Goswami, we are very much obliged to him. He has given us so much.
उन्होंने इस पृथ्वी पर सर्वप्रथम महाराज परीक्षित को
On this planet Earth, first of all, he spoke this katha of Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. After this, his disciple Suta Goswami spoke this katha again in Naimisharanya forest.
And Srila Prabhupada बहुत विस्तार से श्रीमद् भागवत पर व्याख्यान लिखे हैं.
एंड श्रीला प्रभुपाद हैज गिवन अस पर्पोर्ट्स इन ग्रेट डिटेल्स ऑफ दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम.
क्या किए प्रतिदिन इसे पढ़ना चाहिए.
एवरी डे वी शुड रीड दिस.
बहुत अच्छा नियम है कृष्ण भावनामृत.
इट इज अ वेरी नाइस रूल इन आवर इस्कॉन टेम्पल्स. That in every ISKCON temple, every morning, we are given a chance to hear and speak Srimad Bhagavatam every morning. By two things, Krishna allowed himself to be tied. One, by seeing the hard labor of Mother Yashoda, his heart became very merciful. They were only 2 inches less and their 2 inches became full. Mother's complete hard work, endeavor, and then mercy from Krishna's heart. These two things were lacking, and these two things became complete.
बंधे हैं तो प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं कि ऐसा नहीं समझना चाहिए कि वे अधीन हो गए।
While he is tied up, bound up with rope, Prabhupada says that we should not think that he has become any less.
वास्तव में अधीन में प्रेम के अधीन है।
Or he has become under the control of somebody. Actually, he is not under the control of anybody. He is under the control of the love of Mother Yashoda.
प्रेम के बस में हो गए। तो यहाँ पर एक विशेष साधन का संकेत है।
So here it is indicated a special indication to carry on with our sadhana.
उसे भी समझते चलना चाहिए।
We should understand that.
भक्त हैं।
We are also devotees.
करने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं।
We are also trying to do bhakti.
भगवान को पाने का उपाय हम लोग भी कर रहे हैं।
We are also endeavoring to achieve श्री कृष्णा।
तो जिस उपाय से पा सकते हैं वो सब उपाय बताए जाते हैं।
सो
पहले तो जो साधन है,
सो हाउ टू अचीव कृष्णा दैट इज गिवन टू अस,
साधन है
द साधना।
भक्ति में अनेक अंग हैं।
भक्ति हैज सो मेनी अंगस।
के अंगों में हमें परिश्रम करना चाहिए।
वी हैव टू डू वेरी हार्ड लेबर इन भक्ति अंगस।
शक्ति भगवान ने दिया है हमको,
as much energy the Lord Krishna has given us, as much energy power he has given us to speak,
jap karne ki,
to do japa,
jap kare
we should do japa,
pranam kare
we should do japa, honestly we should offer obeisances to Krishna,
bhagwan ki katha sune,
we should hear Krishna katha,
mantra jape,
we should chant the mantra,
dham ki parikrama kare,
we should do parikrama of the Lord's dhamas,
jitni shakti hai utna kare,
as much energy or physical power we have, we should do these things, we should become totally exhausted by doing these things.
भगवान तो हृदय में ही हैं।
The Lord is sitting in our heart. He keeps looking. He knows how much we work hard.
कृष्ण परिश्रम देखना चाहते हैं भक्तों का।
He sees how hard are we working. Krishna wants to see the hard labor of the devotees.
और जो कार्य होना है वो तो हो ही जाता है, लेकिन भगवान भक्त का परिश्रम देखना चाहते हैं।
And whatever work has to be done that gets done, but the Lord wants to see how much hard labor the devotee is performing.
हमारे लिए यह कितना परिश्रम कर रहा है।
How hard he is working for me.
हमारे परिश्रम से भगवान नहीं मिलेंगे।
We will not achieve him by our hard work.
भगवान हमारे परिश्रम को देख करके पिघल जाए।
But Krishna, by seeing our hard work, his heart will melt.
मिलेंगे वे अपनी दया से ही।
We will only get him by his own mercy.
कृपा से ही।
His kripa.
लेकिन हमें परिश्रम करने में बाज नहीं आना चाहिए।
But we should not become lazy in doing hard labor in our sadhana.
भागवत सुनना है।
We have to hear Bhagavatam.
जप करते समय।
We have to do japa.
नाम का उच्चारण करके जप करना चाहिए।
While we are doing japa, we should pronounce the names very clearly, very nicely.
जप करते करते जीभ थक जाए।
Chanting japa, our tongue should become so tired. And we should do parikrama of Braj Mandal till our feet and legs get so tired, and we should become exhausted. Where all we have used these legs to move and go to so many sinful places, by the because of lust and greed, these feet, these legs have walked to how many people's doors they have been.
ये पापी पैर ये ब्रज में घूम करके पुण्यात्मा हो सकते हैं।
These sinful feet, these sinful legs, they can walk all around Braj and they can become a punyatma, they can become very pious legs and feet.
जितनी शक्ति भगवान ने दिया है उस शक्ति को लगा देना चाहिए.
So as much power as Lord has given us, we should put all that power in our sadhana.
कि रहेगा वो सब भगवान पूरा करेंगे. अर्जुन से भगवान बातचीत कर रहे
हैं. Whatever is left, Krishna will take care of it. All our power, our energy, we should use in Krishna's service, in our sadhana, and whatever we cannot do for our regular life, our maintenance of our body, Krishna will take care of that.
देखो, कृपा करके
Krishna, by seeing the hard work of his devotees, he becomes bound by their love.
भगवान मिलेंगे नहीं, मिले हैं.
It's not that it is not that we will find or we will achieve Krishna. We already have. He is in our heart.
मंदिर में बैठे हैं.
He is sitting in the temple.
केवल आवश्यकता है हमारे परिश्रम की, प्रेम की.
Only there is need of our hard work and our love.
कितना कितना परिश्रम करता है अन्य कार्य के लिए.
You can see how the humans they work so hard for so many different things.
यहाँ जाना, वहाँ
going here,
नाना प्रकार के काम करना.
Going there, doing so many things.
इस तरह की तत्परता भक्ति में होनी चाहिए.
This kind of hard work, agility should be in bhakti.
यह दिल निश्चय कर ले भक्त कि हमको कृष्ण को पाना है और इस जीवन में पाना है.
A devotee should make firm conviction, decision that I have to get Krishna and I have to get Krishna in this lifetime.
इस जीवन में पाना है.
I have to achieve him in this life.
माँ यशोदा ने सोचा हमें बांधना है कृष्ण को.
Just like Mother Yashoda, she was determined. She was determined that I have to tie Krishna and I am going to tie Krishna.
बांधेंगे. कई प्रकार का विक्षेप हो रहा था.
There were so many difficulties. He was not getting tied up. And the sakhis were saying, leave him, forget it.
This
our lalas in his fortune, he is not meant to be tied up.
इसलिए मत बांधो. Don't. हंस रहे थे.
They were laughing. They were saying, "Don't tie."
यशोदा उनके हंसने की परवाह नहीं की.
But Yashoda, she did not pay any attention to them laughing. She was determined at her goal. Her goal was to tie up Krishna.
चाहे आज शाम हो जाए. घर की सारी रस्सी लग जाए, चाहे पूरे गांव की रस्सी लग जाए.
Whether it becomes evening, whether it becomes night time, whether I use everyone's house's rope string, or whether I have to use the strings or ropes from the whole village, but I am determined to tie him up.
So
this kind of determination was there, and so much hard work and labor was there. So the Lord, out of His mercy, He decided to be bound by Mother Yashoda.
तो हमको तो कम परिश्रम में मिल जाएंगे भगवान.
For us, Krishna we will achieve Krishna. We will get Him with much less hard labor.
Prabhupada ने कहा है.
Prabhupada has said, 16 rounds you chant. And honestly, if one chants, offer obeisances, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam,
Chaitanya
Charitamrita,
भक्तों का संग करे,
associate with devotees, why we will not achieve Krishna? Definitely we will get Krishna.
परंतु अपना निश्चय तो होना चाहिए.
But we must have that determination.
प्राप्त करना है.
That I must get Krishna. We must have that determination.
कभी कभी व्यक्ति सोच लेता है, हम भगवान की जब इच्छा होगी तब मिलेंगे.
Sometimes devotees think, oh, Krishna will, I will get Krishna when he desires.
नहीं, ध्रुव महाराज जैसा, माँ यशोदा जैसा दृढ़ निश्चय होना चाहिए.
One must be determined like Dhruva Maharaj, like Mother Yashoda.
Dhruva ka nishchay tha ki Bhagwan se hame bhet karna hai.
Dhruva was so determined that he wanted to meet Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So in only 6 months, he achieved Krishna. Krishna appeared to him right here in Vrindavan. This land of Vrindavan, from her own side, she helps us.
कृष्ण भावनामृत से भरी हुई भूमि में बास कर रहे हैं।
We are living in this land of Braj Bhumi, which is full of Krishna consciousness. Here is Jamuna.
Raj Govardhan है।
He is Giriraj Govardhan.
और वैष्णव रह रहे हैं।
And so many Vaishnavas. And by their mercy, we will achieve Krishna. Our life will become glorious. We should never doubt. First thing is vishwas, faith, and determination. I have to get. I will only do what those things which from which I will achieve Krishna. In this way, there should be dhrida nishchaya, determination.
Samsarik log samsar ke kaam mein bhi bahut nishchay kiya karte hain.
The worldly people, to achieve worldly things, they have great determination. Just like that, from France, there was a Napoleon Bonaparte. He was so determined, so materialistic. He said, there's no such thing as impossible. Take impossible word out of the dictionary, he said. One time, he was going somewhere. So in the middle of the land, there was a huge mountain, very high mountain in France. And so soldiers said, "This is, we cannot walk through this. This mountain is very high."
So Napoleon said, "This is not a mountain.
So Napoleon said to his soldiers, "This is not a mountain, this is just a hill. Come on, let's go, keep walking. Keep walking." So they kept walking and walking, and they went over the mountain. So much utsaha, so much determination.
इसमें सफलता मिलने में क्या संदेह है?
So much enthusiasm.
तो भक्ति तो हमारा स्वरूप है।
So
भगवान के नित्य।
What to speak of bhakti? Bhakti is our swarup. It is our constitution. We are the Lord's nitya das, eternal servants. Why should we doubt to have success in bhakti?
इसलिए दृढ़ निश्चय करके
therefore
जप करने का पढ़ने का
with great determination we should chant our japa nicely, we should read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita,
करते करते मिल जाएंगे.
By if we continue to do like this, one day we will achieve Krishna. This is the reason why the Lord has performed all this pastime.
Maharaj Parikshit ko Sukhdev ji yahan par ang sambodhan kar rahe hain.
Sukhdev Goswami is calling Maharaj Parikshit as Anga. He Anga.
Anga matlab hamare sharir.
Anga means my body. You are as dear to me as my own body. He is telling Maharaj Parikshit.
Hey Anga, hey Priya Parikshit.
Hey dear Parikshit.
इस प्रकार भगवान ने
in this way
दिखाया
the Lord showed
कि मैं भक्तों के बस में रहता हूँ
that I am under the control of my devotees.
अपने भक्तों को
and this is the reason he showed. And who did he show this to? to his devotees.
दिखाए कि भक्त हमसे प्रेम करेंगे और अधिक उनकी भक्ति बढ़ेगी.
So if the devotees hear of this pastime, their bhakti, their devotion will increase.
पांच बढ़ेगा. तो हे अंग, भगवान कृष्ण ने इस तरह से अपनी भक्तवत्सलता को दिखाया.
So in this way, Lord Shri Krishna showed his bhakt vashyata to all of us. He showed his quality bhakt britya vashyata, that his quality of becoming subordinate to his devotee or his servant.
Jinke bas mein शिव ब्रह्मा इंद्र आदि देवता रहते हैं, ईश्वर सब
ग्रेट डेमिगॉड्स लाइक शिवा ब्रह्मा इंद्र
साथ
देर
विश्व जिनके वश में है, जो परम स्वतंत्र हैं, स्वबसेना पे रहता है.
They're under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and yet the Supreme Lord is under the control of his devotees. If the Lord does not show these pastimes in this world, then nobody would love him like that. And this is the reason he comes and he performs pastimes. This Damodar Leela, by hearing and by reading, we become fixed in our faith that yes, I can also become a devotee like that. I can also achieve Krishna. He is under the control of love. It is very important to develop love. How does one get love for Krishna? By doing bhakti yoga, continuously chanting Krishna's name, chanting japa, avoiding worldly talks.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Aur ve swayam hi aaye is jagat mein.
And
he
came himself in this world in the form of Lord Gauranga to teach bhakti, to teach us how to do bhakti, how to do kirtan. A devotee should do kirtan in what kind of bhav, feeling? He has taught us through his devotees. Lord Chaitanya has done so much preaching through his devotees. Actually, this ISKCON is established by Lord Chaitanya himself. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada again and again says that this movement was started 500 years ago from today. He used to say like that by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is our great fortune, and that it is our great fortune that we are in the same parampara, in the same movement. And then Srila Prabhupada has pushed on this movement of Lord Chaitanya. Swayam, Sri Krishna himself, as Lord Chaitanya, has shown us the path of how to be a devotee. About 5,000 years ago, he gave us Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna Bhavanamrit ka bilkul shuruaat.
The introduction to Krishna consciousness. And in this Kali Yuga, only about 500 years ago from today, the same Supreme Lord Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, he came. And he pushed on this movement, this Hare Krishna movement.
बहुत से आचार्य हुए, जैसे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर,
आफ्टर हिम
भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती,
सो मेनी आचार्यस हैव कम, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, भक्ति सिद्धांत महाराज, एंड आफ्टर दैट आवर शीला प्रभुपाद।
और प्रभुपाद जी के अनेक वरिष्ठ शिष्य सारे दुनिया में भरे हुए हैं।
एंड शीला प्रभुपाद, सो मेनी ऑफ हिज डिसाइपल्स आर फिल्ड ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड।
प्रभुपाद जी के परफेक्ट गाइडेंस में, उनकी शिक्षा के अनुसार,
परफेक्ट गाइडेंस ऑफ शीला प्रभुपाद अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज टीचिंग्स स्ट्रिक्टली,
कृष्ण भावनामृत का प्रचार कर रहे हैं।
दे आर प्रीचिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड।
तो ऐसा अवसर पा करके यदि हम चूक जाएंगे तो हमसे बड़ा दुर्भाग्य।
टू हैव अचीव्ड such a great fortune and if we still don't take advantage of it, then who would be more unfortunate than us?
Isko arud chit kaha jayega.
This will be called arud chit.
Bhi bhav sagar se nahi tare,
that we received such a good opportunity and still we did not take advantage and we did not cross this material ocean.
भगवान कृष्ण के पास नहीं पहुंच गए।
We did not reach Lord Krishna's place. This would be our greatest misfortune. Therefore, we should have dhrida vishwas, faith and determination. And with great enthusiasm, we should keep doing this. And the main thing in bhakti is Naam Sankirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila.
Anuvad aur Tatpar.
Verse number 20.
Anuvad.
Translation.
तो भगवान ब्रह्म न भगवान शिव नहीं भगवान के अर्धांगिनी लक्ष्मी,
नीदर लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा
भौतिक जगत,
नॉर लॉर्ड शिवा
लाने वाले भगवान,
नॉर इवन द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून हु इज ऑलवेज द बेटर हाफ ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कैन ऑब्टेन फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द डिलीवरर फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड सच मर्सी एज रिसीव्ड बाय मदर यशोदा।
कृपा प्राप्त कर सकती है जैसी माता यशोदा ने प्राप्त की। तात्पर्य, माता यशोदा तथा अन्य भगवत भक्तों का तुलनात्मक अध्ययन है।
दिस इज अ कंपैरेटिव स्टडी बिटवीन मदर यशोदा एंड अदर डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड।
चैतन्य चरितामृत,
एज स्टेटेड इन चैतन्य चरितामृता आदि लीला 5:142।
एकल ईश्वर कृष्ण आर सब भृत्य, कृष्ण ही एकमात्र,
द ओनली सुप्रीम मास्टर इज कृष्णा एंड ऑल अदर्स आर हिज सर्वेंट्स। कृष्णा हैज द ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटी ऑफ भृत्य वश्यता, मीन्स बिकमिंग सबोर्डिनेट टू हिज भृत्य हिज सर्वेंट। Now, although everyone is Bhritya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to his Bhritya, his servants, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest.
अर्थात अपने Bhritya दास के अधीन होने का दिव्य गुण पाया जाता है।
Lord Brahma is Bhritya, a servant of Krishna, and he is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. तेने ब्रह्म हृदय हृदया आदि कवि है। Nonetheless, even he could not attain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. As for Lord Shiva, he is the topmost Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, who is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with his body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore Maharaj Parikshit was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father of and mother of Krishna.
Bhagavan Brahma, Krishna ke bhritya, mata pita banne ka saukhagya prapta ho saka. Isi shlok mein,
in this verse, there are three negative pronouncements. The word na, 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 three times. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it. One should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse, we find na lebhire, na lebhire, na lebhire. Yet Mother Yashoda is in the supermost exalted position, and thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her.
तीन नौ आए हैं। जब किसी बात को तीन बार कहा जाए, तो समझना चाहिए कि उस पर बल दिया जा रहा है।
The word vimuktidat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as sayujya, salokya, sarupya, shastri, samipya. But vimukti means special mukti. When after liberation one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved vimukti, means special mukti. Therefore the word na is mentioned.
इस श्लोक में तीन बार नौ ले भीरे, नौ ले भीरे, नौ ले भीरे आया है।
That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pumartho mahan, and Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a nitya siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's ladini potency, his potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions, who are special devotees. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibha vitabhi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha.
Guru Sri La Prabhupada ki.
Mata Yashoda ke सौभाग्य का स्मरण करके सुखदेव गोस्वामी
सो सुखदेव गोस्वामी वाइल रिमेम्बरिंग मदर यशोदाज ग्रेट फॉर्च्यून
बोलते
हैं ही इज
जो
फीलिंग
प्रसाद
वाइल फीलिंग एक्सटैटिक सिम्टम्स ही इज स्पीकिंग
ऐसी कृपा
The special mercy that Mother Yashoda got, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, etc., even Mother Lakshmi did not get. These are the greatest, topmost personalities of this world. Lord Brahma is called Virincha.
इस प्राकृत जगत में प्रवृत्ति मार्ग के ये परम आचार्य हैं।
In this material world,
सृष्टि करते हैं।
They are the acharyas. They
सभी बड़े-बड़े अधिकारियों को
begin
to be करते हैं।
This creation of this universe, and they also appoint other personalities to run this universe.
प्रवृत्ति मार्ग के सबसे बड़े आचार्य हैं भगवान शिव।
Pravritti Marga Acharya is Lord Brahma, how to run this universe, and Nivritti Marga Acharya, the greatest Acharya in this world, is Lord Shiva. He lives in great austerity and penances, severe austerities.
ब्रह्मा जी के विषय में तो कहा गया है कि
He is great, greatest Vaishnava.
So देव देवो जगतम परो गुरु.
And Lord Brahma,
में भी सबसे श्रेष्ठ
He is called the topmost of all the demigods.
जगत के समस्त विश्व के देवों के ऋषियों के मनुष्यों के परम गुरु हैं.
And He is the greatest spiritual master of all the demigods, the humans, everybody, Lord Brahma. He is the father of Narad, Narad Muni, and he is the Adi Guru of Bhakti. He is a direct disciple of the Lord and the son also. He has a very high position.
Manu, ya devata, Indra, adi sab inki kripa se apna pad paate hain.
Manu and Indra, etc., all they get their post by the mercy of Lord Brahma.
Is prakrit jagat ka jo bhi vyavastha hai, wo Brahma hi dekhte hain.
Whatever the arrangement is there for this material universe to be executed, that is taken care of by Lord Brahma. And also he is one of the most advanced devotees. And what can be said about Lord Shiva? He said that Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. Out of all the devotees, he is the greatest devotees. And non-stop he is chanting Krishna's name. He is chanting on his Japamala. And he never accumulates anything material. He is complete with the Lord's bhakti. Never, he is householder, but for himself he has not made a flat, a house, no kitchen arrangement, nothing. Remains in the jungle. He does not even wear any clothes. Sometimes he wears copings and he has the skin of an animal he sits on. He is practically naked. He never accumulates anything. He is complete with the Lord's bhakti. He is such a great devotee. Lord Brahma is such a great devotee. But even they did not get such Kripa Prasad as Gopi Yashoda did. Sukadev Goswami is saying this. And also Lakshmi, who is the consort of the Lord, who lives in Vaikuntha, and who is the controlling deity of all the wealth in the universe. And even such a Lakshmi Devi, she did not get the mercy that Gopi Yashoda did. Sukadev Goswami is using the word Gopi. Gopi, an ordinary uneducated woman who takes care of the cows. From worldly point of view, they are not brahmanas, not no devi, they're just gopi, ordinary woman. But such a great mercy she got of the Lord, that such prasad of bhakti, of kripa prasad, nobody got as Mother Yashoda did. Not Brahma, not Shiva, not any other demigods, not Mother Lakshmi. What to speak of others? So what is there that Mother Yashoda got this special mercy? That Lord, that Krishna, he accepted to be bound by her robes, and he fulfilled her with so many childhood pastimes. Gave her so much sukh, so much ananda. What is... Why?
स्नेह था, प्रेम था भगवान का.
बिकॉज यशोदा हैड प्योर अफेक्शन लव फॉर कृष्णा.
यशोदा कभी ये नहीं मानती थी कि ये भगवान है.
यशोदा विल नेवर एक्सेप्ट दैट माय कृष्णा इज अ सुप्रीम और इज गॉड.
हमारा बेटा है,
ही इज माय सन,
ही इज
द चाइल्ड, ही इज इनोसेंट, ही इज इग्नोरेंट. आई हैव टू प्रोटेक्ट हिम,
लालन करना,
एंड आई हैव टू ब्रिंग हिम अप.
माता मोरे पुत्र भावे करे न बंधन, अति हीन ज्ञाने करे लालन पालन.
सेज इन चैतन्य चरितामृता
भगवान कहते हैं, माता मुझको अत्यंत अबोध जान करके, अज्ञानी जान करके,
द लॉर्ड सेज
हमारा पालन करती.
मदर थिंक्स मी एज द मोस्ट इग्नोरेंट, इनोसेंट, हेल्पलेस child, and she takes care of me and she protects me.
Chha karti hai aur lalan karti hai. Sarvada sar samay 24 ghante keval isi chinta mein.
Sarvada 24 hours.
Krishna kaise acha khayega.
She only thinks 24 hours how Krishna can be made happy, how I can feed him. How he must be. Never ever she thinks that he is a supreme personality of Godhead. Even though Krishna once in a while he gives a vision of his supremacy. He shows his Aishwarya. Sometimes he shows the universe in his mouth. Sometimes he kills the demons, whatever he does. But Yashoda thinks that this is my child. And even though she saw the whole universe in his mouth, she thought she must be going crazy. But I am seeing this. And rather, she starts praying to Lord Narayan, oh my dear Lord Narayan, what happened to my child? What has gotten into his mouth? And she starts crying. And again and again, she prays to Lord Narayan that this should not be like this, something is wrong with my child.
कभी भी श्री कृष्ण के प्रति भाव होता नहीं है कि ये भगवान है.
Never ever she has that feeling that he is God, and that's why she is the topmost.
भगवत अज्ञान है.
In this world there's two kinds. In this world there's two kinds of ignorance about God.
माया के द्वारा, महामाया के द्वारा.
One kind of ignorance is because of Mahamaya.
सभी जीवों को माया मोहित करके रखती है. वे ये नहीं जान पाते हैं कि कृष्ण भगवान है.
दिस महामाया शी हैज एवरीवन अंडर हर कंट्रोल एंड दे आर नेवर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट कृष्ण इज गॉड.
कभी नहीं, शुरू से अंत तक अज्ञान में डूबे रहते हैं.
दे आर ऑलवेज ड्राउंड इन इग्नोरेंस. They consider their body to be themselves, and they consider the relatives of this body to be theirs. My son, my brother, my wife, all this thinking they have. And in this kind of thinking, they pass their whole life, and then life after life after life. One life finished, next life. And then again in the next life, they think, I am this body and they are mine, my child, my husband, my parent, my father. My village, my family.
घोर अज्ञान में डूबा रहता है.
ग्रेट डेंस इग्नोरेंस, दे आर ऑल ड्राउंड इन टू.
कृष्ण के बारे में कुछ भी ज्ञान नहीं होता.
एंड हैव नो नॉलेज अबाउट लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण.
और दूसरे प्रकार का अज्ञान,
दिस इज वन काइंड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस.
नित्य परिकरों में पार्षद.
एंड द अदर काइंड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस इज इन द लॉर्ड्स हिज ओन परिकरस, हिज ओन associates from the spiritual world.
योग माया के द्वारा भगवान की शक्ति है स्वरूप
दैट इज योग माया
मोहित रखती है
लॉर्ड्स ओन पावर्स
कृष्ण भगवान है
And they will, they never think
Krishna hamara priya sakha hai Krishna hamara
they never think that Krishna is God but they always have their relationship full relationship with Krishna in loving relationship thinking that Krishna is mine he is my son he is my friend he is my lover etc
priya putra hai Krishna hamara priyatam hai ye sab bhav रहते हैं तो उनको भी अज्ञान रहता है
दे ऑल्सो हैव सम अज्ञान इन अ वे दैट दे डू नॉट कंसीडर कृष्ण एज गॉड बट दैट अज्ञान इग्नोरेंस गिव्स देम द ग्रेटेस्ट हैप्पीनेस ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्लेजर द लॉर्ड्स ओन योग माया शक्ति कीप्स कृष्णस एसोसिएट्स इन इग्नोरेंस
भगवान की माओ अनादि काल से है
शी इज कृष्णस मदर सिंस टाइम इमेमोरियल एंड शी विल ऑलवेज बी
तो उसमें इस प्रकार का जो अज्ञान है कृष्ण के भगवत्ता का
सो द इग्नोरेंस दैट शी हैज अबाउट द सुप्रीमेसी ऑफ कृष्ण
वो स्वाभाविक है
इज नेचुरल
आनंदमय
दैट्स आनंदमय दैट्स ब्लिसफुल
तो भगवान इस तरह से माँ यशोदा को सुख दिए
एंड इन दिस वे कृष्ण गेव हैप्पीनेस टू मदर यशोदा
ये स्मरण करके सुखदेव गोस्वामी
रिमेम्बरिंग दिस
यहाँ पर तुलनात्मक
सुखदेव गोस्वामी
प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं
इज
जो सुख है जो
कंपेयरिंग
भगवान ने यशोदा को दिया
दैट हैप्पीनेस that the Lord gave to Yashoda. He did not give to other great demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, etc. And what to speak of others?
Brahma ji बहुत बड़े पोजीशन पर हैं, लेकिन बड़ा पोजीशन क्या करेगा?
Lord Brahma has a very great position in this material world, but what a great material position will do?
शुद्ध प्रेम चाहिए।
One needs pure devotion to Krishna.
Brahma ji में बहुत बड़ी भक्ति है।
Lord Brahma has great devotion to Krishna.
परंतु कृष्ण के प्रति इस तरह से स्नेह नहीं है।
But he does not have affection towards Krishna like Mother Yashoda has.
Bhakti कई प्रकार से होती है।
Bhakti can be done in many ways. In this world, we can see.
कुछ प्रणाम करना कुछ कीर्तन करना
डूइंग सम प्रणाम
हमेशा
सम कीर्तन
जैसे हम लोग सुनते हैं ओम जय जगदीश हरे
एंड सिंगिंग
प्रार्थना
लाइक वी हियर पीपल डूइंग आरती दे सिंग ओम जय जगदीश हरे
करते हैं
Indians, the Hindus, they do.
Hey Jagadish, hey, hey Jagat ke
Maalik, and that means, hey Jagadish, hey Jagannath, hey Lord of the universe. We are offering obeisances. But after obeisances, what they say?
दुख बहुत है, तुम्हारा दुख.
There is so much suffering. Please remove our suffering.
जो कोई भयावे शरण में आवे उसका दुख दूर करते.
That you are very kind, remove our suffering. This is what they pray.
दुख दूर तो करते ही हैं उनका स्वभाव है, लेकिन कामना नहीं होनी चाहिए.
This is his nature. He removes the suffering of his devotees, but we should not ask him for these. We should not desire.
तो भक्त भगवान के शुद्ध प्रेम का स्वादन नहीं कर पाएगा.
And if he does, that devotee will not taste the pure love for Krishna.
सुख संपत्ति घर आवे.
They're singing like this.
हमारे शरीर का दुख दूर
आवर बॉडीली सफरिंग शुड गो अवे एंड ऑल द वेल्थ ऑफ द वर्ल्ड शुड कम टू आवर हाउस
आपके अधिकार में सब है
बिकॉज एवरीथिंग इज अंडर योर कंट्रोल सो प्लीज गिव अस प्लेंटी ऑफ वेल्थ
बिना भोजन किए रही है
एंड यू मे इट्स ओके फॉर यू टू गो विदाउट फूड व्हाट इज द नीड टू ऑफर यू एनीथिंग
दुनिया को खिलाते हैं
बिकॉज यू आर फीडिंग द होल वर्ल्ड What is the need to feed you because you are feeding the whole world? So,
ये कोई भक्ति नहीं है.
This is not bhakti.
जिस भक्ति में भगवान से कोई स्नेह नहीं
है. This kind of bhakti, there is no affection for Krishna.
तो सर्वदा यही चिंता होती है कृष्ण को खिलाना है.
Mother Yashoda. Always, this is her anxiety. I have to feed Krishna. I have to dress him. I have to bathe him. Krishna never used to bathe on his own. She used to force him to take bath. Mother Yashoda. In winter time, she would bring lukewarm water. She would take Krishna's clothes off and she would say, take bath. And she would say, I am going to pour this warm water on you with this lota. You scrub your body.
माँ जसोदा पानी डालते थे मलते थे उस पर भी कांपते थे
एंड कृष्णा डिडंट इवन नो हाउ टू स्क्रब हिज बॉडी सो मदर यशोदा वुड पोर द वाटर एंड शी वुड स्क्रब हिज बॉडी एंड इवन देन ही वुड शिवर एंड बी स्केर्ड ऑफ बेथिंग
गरम जल से भी बस अब हो गया तुरंत भाग जाते थे
एंड ही वुड से आई एम डन एंड ही विल रन अवे
लाते थे फिर कपड़ा पहनाना
And he'll run away. Then she will catch him and she will dry him and put his clothes and dress him. Put his yellow cloth, his mukut, his peacock feather. Always she's serving him in this way. And as soon as she would dress him up like this with Shringar, she would immediately give him nice makhan mishri to eat, milk.
इस तरह से सेवा में रहते थे
इन दिस वे शी इज ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड इन सर्विस
तो यशोदा जी ये सोचते थे मेरा बच्चा थक गया है
एंड व्हेन ही वुड कम होम इन द इवनिंग फ्रॉम ग्रेजिंग द कैल्स मदर यशोदा वुड थिंक माय चाइल्ड ही हैज बिकम सो टायर्ड
घूमते घूमते गवों के पीछे पीछे इसको थकावट हो गई है
ऑल डे माय चाइल्ड इज सो स्मॉल All day he is running around the forest trying to gather all the calves. So my son is very tired.
So Krishna bhi waise hi bolte the.
So Krishna also used to talk like this.
Ma, bahut pair dukh raha.
Mother, today my feet are really aching.
Pair mein bahut dard hai.
My feet are hurting.
और ये बलराम बहुत बदमाश आदमी है
एंड दिस बलराम ही इज अ वेरी बैड मैन
ये हमसे गाय घेरवाता है
ही टेल्स मी टू रन एंड गैदर ऑल द काउज एंड द कैल्व्स
अपने बैठे रहता है और कहता है जाओ गाय को घेर लाओ
ही जस्ट सिट्स अराउंड एंड ही सेंड्स मी रनिंग हियर एंड देयर ब्रिंगिंग ऑल द कैल्व्स
यशोदा जी बलराम जी को डांटते हैं क्यों रे ऐसा कर रहा है
सो मदर यशोदा शी चैस्टाइजेस बलराम शी सेज सो रास्कल यू डू लाइक दिस
तो बलराम जी कहते हैं मैं कभी कभी कर देता
सो बलराम सेज नो समटाइम्स आई डू लाइक दैट